Wings Pilot.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Can We Add Arnie? Much like a hair tie, we're never around when you need one.
Oh, that is actually the bane of my life.
Tell me about it. Two long hair boys over here.
I got cats that like to take my hair ties.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The musical?
No.
Oh.
No. Never seen it, never will.
It's not good. I'm not a fan.
I know.
I love musicals. I love cats. And I do not like that musical.
Yeah, it looks trash. Yep. And I'll never, ever, ever be seen there.
But at least we'll have the memories.
Of what?
Memories. All alone in the midnight. Nothing over the memory. I didn't expect to bust out a cat song in a Spider-Man one, but here we are.
And that's exactly what a great segue to the episode that we're doing.
Corey Sutton.
We are doing. Thank you, Alan Oldworth.
I just realized that we haven't been saying our name lately in podcasts. People might not know who we are.
I chat GPT'd ourselves the other day for our podcast.
Interesting.
And it knows who we are.
Is it saying
because
good
things? Because it just scrapes data from the internet.
So. Yeah, and we're on the bottom of it.
And it said that who we are, how we run the podcast. It told us what we do on the podcast. And it said we had a live show.
Oh, yeah. Did it say that what we're doing right or wrong?
No.
Any pointers? Tips?
No, I didn't ask for any of that.
Oh, what did you ask for? Just confirmation that we exist.
I was just curious.
You could have done that with a Google search.
Yeah, I know.
It would have been better for the environment.
You're right. I should have Googled and just pouring out a glass of water on the concrete outside.
Exactly. That's what I do, baby.
Okay. Spider-Man is the film that we are doing today. Would you like the synopsis?
You know what? I'll get the synopsis.
Shy high school student Peter Parker gains superpowers after being bitten by a genetically altered spider.
That scene's weird. Yeah, that scene is weird,
isn't it?
It's like he's around taking photos, because it's Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, by the way, 2002. And it's literally like he's taking photos. Bullies keep knocking him every time he goes to take a photo. And then when he's all of a sudden got Mary Jane alone, he's taking like 18 different photos of her long enough for a spider to come down, crawl on his finger and bite him and get away in all the time that he's taking these photos of Mary Jane, like a pervert.
He turns out he's a pervert. Imagine if Mary Jane asked to see his camera.
Yeah, can I see those photos? It's just all my boobs.
We'll do that scene later, don't you worry. As he learns to navigate his new abilities, Peter adopts the persona of Spider-Man. Along the way, he struggles with love, loss, and responsibility that comes with power.
Yep, critics love this movie. 90%, audience 67. 67's about right for me, I feel.
Good movie, really
it's
good
movie. It's good. It kind of like, I'd maybe go 70s, you know. It's fun to watch.
Kickstarted like that whole obsession with superheroes.
The family-friendly kind of template that we're used to now.
Yep.
The formula was there. This is how you introduce the character.
Yep.
Villain conveniently at the same time. They both come to existence. I hate that.
Yeah, you've told me off screen.
I hate it. I hate it when the characters, the villain and the hero, both are created the exact same time in these reboot movies.
Yeah.
Irritates me. It's like, oh, how convenient.
Yeah.
Thank goodness one was there while the other wasn't.
Yep. Character. You'd like to draw a random character.
Yes, please. I have drawn, thanks to these suggestions, by the way, 80s rock DJ who still thinks it's 1985.
He's like, you're listening to the Rock New York FM.
Yeah, you're here. It's radio, baby.
Like a Howard Stern.
Oh, okay, cool. You want me to... Two women wrestling. Yeah.
You ever just jiggle your tits?
Old school Howard Stern, not new one. Oh. I listened to that Paul McCartney interview. there are so many places to add Arnie. I'd like to start with one of the first scenes. We do that classic thing where it's like, I wish I was that guy. It's like you just hear Tobey Maguire's voice. It's like, I'm actually this loser running late for the bus. You see in that scene, the driver of the bus is deliberately like not picking him up, not stopping.
Like a douche.
So I'd like to see Arnie as the bus driver while Tobey Maguire is running late for the bus. I'll let you take Arnie for this one, my friend.
All right. All aboard. Everybody ready?
Yeah. Okay, guys, we're doing this in the back of the bus, man. Classic words.
Okay.
Yeah.
Door closing.
Yeah, cool, man.
Here we go.
Yeah. Hey, where's that Peter guy?
Oh, look in the mirror. There he is. He's running after us now.
Oh, shit,
like
man.
Like a little loser.
What a loser. Throw
hey,
things at him.
Hey, everybody, look out the left side of the window.
Yeah.
It's Peter. Look at him run.
Oh, my God, that's so mean. That's
shut
so
up,
mean.
Mary Jane.
Oh, what the hell?
Look at him. He's got twinkly
glasses. Is he allowed to tell me to shut up?
Yeah, of course I am. This is 2002. There's been no third wave of feminism.
It wasn't a woman thing. It was more like you're an adult, and I'm a lady, young lady.
Shut up, lady.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
Okay. Stop the bus.
Hey, Peter, what are you running for?
I'm sorry, can you stop the bus?
What
stop
for? This. Why do I need to stop the bus?
I'm just so sweaty.
You know what you need to do, Peter?
You've got a really good run of green lights. Almost unheard of in New York City. This much traffic. Just not being here.
It's 6 a.m.
I'm going to puke.
No, don't puke. That's not cool.
Please stop the bus.
Peter, I can't hear you. I'm turning on Rock FM. I can't hear you.
All right. You're here in New York City. It's a beautiful day here in 1985. And the birds are chirping. And I just found out a thing called computers. What the? It's me, Alan, on the radio.
It's my favorite show, Peter. Alan on the radio. He thinks it's only 1985.
Yeah, let's talk more about things that are never going to happen. Tamagotchis don't even know what that means. Here's a song from a little band I like to call Motley Crue.
What do you think, Peter?
It's terrible radio, man.
He doesn't even know the towers are falling.
It's obvious. You can see it from here.
Okay, Peter.
It's still relatively fresh, actually.
I think I've had my fun with you.
Okay.
I'm going to
actually,
pull over.
Actually, fun fact, interrupt the scene. Did you know they were meant to film something with the tower, supposedly?
Oh, really?
They actually got rid of it, and they got off a lot of the branding, because like this movie would have been filmed while that all went down.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, Peter, I've stopped the bus. Get on the
end. Thank you for letting me on the bus.
Oh. I was
I'm
just
sorry I was late.
You.
I'm so sorry
oh,
I was late.
That's fine. I was just playing with you. A little bit of fun, you know?
Is this hazing?
It's hazing.
Is this like, does this mean we're friends?
Of course not.
Oh.
We're not friends at all.
Oh.
And neither is anyone on this bus.
I'm going to notice that in a second.
Like, there's no seats for you. There's plenty of seats free, but no one is going to let you sit next to you. And you're never, ever going to have a character arc or story development in your life where you become hot and attractive and get many girls and get a good job.
All right, that was Motley Crue with Girls, Girls, Girls. And we're here to talk about more great 80s things that are going on. How good is crime, heroin, and my favorite thing in the world, denim jackets.
This guy gets it. He gets
right
it.
Right now, Aerosmith with one of their songs. Yeah.
Jane
here
has
on
got
the
gun.
I feel like that's not appropriate to sing.
Jane has got a gun. Come on, Peter, sing.
No, I'm not going to sing. I want to go. I'm going to go to the back of the bus.
Gun.
All right. You're a terrible
He's
bus driver.
Tyler in Lord of the Rings.
Little another fun fact. Plenty snuck up in that scene. Yep, went perfectly. What I mean, all of a sudden we turn this nothing role into a great role, thanks to Arnie. That's what it's about, baby. Another scene I would like to do is the wrestling scene. Now, we're both wrestling fans.
Randy Savage appears in this movie as Bonesaw.
As Bonesaw.
There's the people in
and
the audience.
He kills it. He's so good.
Oh my
Rest
gosh, he's
in
amazing.
Peace.
Yeah. And the people in the audience have like styrofoam cutouts of saws that say Bonesaw and they cut their own arm with
it's
it.
It's so good.
Bonesaw is
and
ready.
And he's so good at it.
Yeah.
And he's just like, so he's like wrestling these random people, killing them all. And then he gets like Peter Parker, who's like the spider.
No. He's the, I am the human spider.
Yes.
Kid, that name sucks.
Yeah. Bruce Campbell in that?
Is it?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. And so he has to wrestle. Now, plenty of things happen in that scene. Like, you got 3 minutes like that.
You got 3 minutes of bleak time.
That's it. The cage. What's the line that Peter Parker says to him when he's up on the set? Like, it's about his outfit. It's like, did your husband make it for you?
Yeah, that's right. He's like teasing him about his outfit.
Yeah, he's like, that's a nice outfit. Your husband make it for you? He's like, ooh, we do. My kryptonite. But I would like to do the scene immediately after, because what happens is Peter Parker beats the crap out of him.
Yeah, he does, with webs. Like, no one in the room is questioning that this kid's using webs against...
I'd like to do the scene after where Bonesaw is figuring out exactly what happened with the other wrestlers in the backstage area. So Arnie could be one of those wrestlers, which makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, you coming too? Hey, Bonesaw. Bonesaw, hello?
Yeah.
Bonesaw, you okay, man?
No, did you not see what just happened out there?
I saw a bit of what happened there. You know, you went out there, you beat 8 men in a row. It was incredible. It was one of your hottest streaks.
Because Bonesaw was ready.
And you sold so many styrofoam saws. That's the good news. You got a huge take when you eventually get ready to leave the venue tonight.
But that little pipsqueak, he made a fool of me.
Well, he made a fool of you? Because I kind of like looked away for a second. And I was like, the cage has come down. This is going to be horrific. And I was a bit squeamish. And next thing I know, you got beaten up.
I wasn't expecting he'd have some sort of jizz web that he could fire out.
Yeah, that was pretty surprising for all of us. We all like had to clean up the ring after. It was pretty gross in there. It was like this weird sticky white stuff. I was like, someone had a good time.
It wasn't me. I didn't have a good time.
Talk me through what happened.
I only have a good time when I'm with Miss Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah. Totally. So talk me through what happened. Because he came in. The cage came down.
He made fun of my outfit. Said my
oh, honey,
boyfriend.
What did he say?
What do you mean, honey?
What did he say about your outfit?
It's really hard to do this voice.
What did he say about your outfit?
He said, did my boyfriend buy it for me?
I did buy it for you. You looked fantastic in it.
I knew I looked good. Oh, yeah.
And you're telling me he made fun of your outfit, that little shit?
I just gotta remember that the cream of the crop will always rise to the top. And now I'm that cream of the crop. Ooh, yeah.
Well, look, I was thinking that we should probably just go to like the WWE and wrestle there from now on, because this place is pretty dark and dingy. I heard that someone's uncle just got shot out the front of the venue.
I need to wrap this up because my voice can't take it much.
I'm away. I'm trying to move it along for your sake.
Yeah.
But before we wrap it up.
No. No.
Yeah, I'm going to go what get your you money from the sales, okay? But honey, just remember, no one can make fun of you, okay?
Ooh,
you look good.
Yeah.
You're Randy Savage, for God's sakes, Bonesaw. And you make my Bonesaw, if you know what I mean.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. That voice is so hard to do.
And that's why I let you do it.
It is so bad for your voice.
I think that scene was absolute perfection, and I would have loved to have seen Bonesaw in the WWE.
It would have been awesome.
I think so.
I think he died not long after this movie.
I'm not sure, but I tell you what, more of a WCW look on him, to be honest, than a WWE. One thing that we have to do is the classic JJ is in this.
I want pictures of Spider-Man.
Exactly. Sorry, your voice is not going to recover because you're the one that does the impression of that one as well.
Yep.
One thing I'd like to do, I'm going to have Arnie as Peter Parker in this one, not Tobey Maguire, sorry. It always blows my mind how they never question how good the photos are.
Yeah.
Because they're like such good quality.
Yeah.
And like, it's obvious that like the camera's like in a building. Like it's somewhere like this so close, you know?
Yeah.
Now the only one that kind of figures it out is the Green Goblin, who's like, well, obviously he must know him. That's why he tries to track down Peter Parker. I would like to have JJ questioning the photos.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's do that. Arnie as Peter Parker, Spider-Man.
All right, come in, Parker.
Thank you so much for seeing me.
How did you go with my pictures of Spider-Man?
You asked me from different angles, so I've got one
now
from...
Now, just to let you know, yes. I got a bit of a sore throat today, so I might not speak that much.
I'm okay with that, but I've got all the different ones you asked for. So before you said that they were a bit boring, I only had photos of him fighting crime, so I went for different looks this time around. So here's Holiday Spider-Man, seeing he's had a little margarita.
Holiday Spider-Man, how'd you get this?
I just know a guy. It doesn't matter.
How did you find a picture of Spider-Man having a margarita?
I've got Christmas and Christmas Spider-Man.
Well, this is great, but it won't go well without Jewish readership.
Oh no, I've got that too. Look, he's Jewish Spider-Man.
Oh my gosh, look at him. He's got a menorah. How did you get him in a synagogue?
I just follow him around and I take the photos when the photos come up.
Wait
till
we put this on the papers. Spider-Man, Jew.
You could probably add a bit more to that. Seems a bit... Hey, it's your paper.
What about a question mark? Spider-Man? Jew?
Now we're talking. I also got other looks as well. Here's Spider-Man. This is a sleeveless little outfit he tried out, you know?
Spider-Man sleeveless.
He's got pretty good arms, I thought.
He does. It's going to be great for page 6 with the ladies.
I've got this one here. He's a little bit paranoid about this one, that his bulge looks a bit excessively huge. That's what he told me anyway. But, you know, that photo's for you. What do you think?
I don't think we could run this one. It's a little bit too sexually suggestive.
Yeah, I think he was like half mass, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, he looks a little erect.
Yeah, well, you arachnid is how it's pronounced.
That's great. We'll put this on the back page. Spider-Man or erachnid.
Wait, so the paper is just all about Spider-Man, I'm beginning to learn, so he's already got the front cover.
When was the last time we ever had a superhero in New York City, huh?
That's so true. Well, I got more photos for you. Here's one of him just having a bath. There you go.
How are you getting photos of him in a bathtub eating Jell-O?
I mean, you just hang around long enough, and eventually things just
come
up. You
give me a great idea. We'll run this. We'll do a double page spread.
Yep.
In the paper.
Cool.
Spider-Man, bubble bath with a mask. Spider-Man, bubble mask. Spider-Man, bubble mask, jello, flask.
It's not as,
yeah. Get the rest of my team in here. Get out of here, kid.
Okay.
All right, get the editor in. Writers, yeah, here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What do we need?
Here's the photo. We've got Spider-Man eating jello in a bath.
Okay. Do we have any other photos of Spider-Man, or is it just this one photo of him in the bath with a mask eating jelly?
Yeah, it's kind we've
of
got weird so photo. Many. We got synagogue Spider-Man.
Oh, how about Spider-Man Jew?
See? I told you, Parker.
Yeah, I told you. It's a good one.
It's perfect.
I didn't expect us to hang around this one for so long. If I'm being honest, you take one photo of a Spider-Man in the synagogue, this is what you get. Oh, well. I've also got one of him, like, beating the crap out of people. Do you want any?
Oh, why didn't you lead with that one?
Is that not what you want? Oh.
Obviously.
I thought you were sick of these photos.
Who's he beating up?
Oh, just people. Just random people.
Hold on. That's a rabbi.
Oh, yeah. There was a crime syndicate happening there. And so it's a syndicate at the synagogue. So maybe, like, there was a whole crime happening and Spider-Man took them to justice. Yeah.
This won't ever fly, though.
No.
We don't want to seem like the paper is anti-Semitic. Bury the story.
That's the last.
Publish the jello story.
Exactly how that scene would have gone. Another scene I would like to do, there's this moment where Spider-Man is fighting the Green Goblin. They're on the bridge. Green Goblin and one has like a cable car filled with kids and he's going to drop. He's like, you either save them or you save your precious Mary Jane Watson. And he drops them both at the same time. Spider-Man's got to do some miraculous thing. He ends up grabbing them both at the same time. He's just kind of holding on.
Mm.
And we think it's all doomed for him. But then the streets of New York on this bridge, the people of New York all rally together and start throwing shit at Green Goblin to save Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And it's like the most New York thing in the world. It's just like, hey, what are you doing, man? We like this guy. Like, it's so good. I would like to do that scene of the whole group of people coming up with the idea of, hey, let's save Spider-Man and throw shit at a guy that clearly has like mass weapons on a glider.
Yeah, grenades.
And grenades and machine guns and all this sort of stuff. And let's do that scene. Arnie could be in the mix as well.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Spider-Man, you have two choices. You save your precious girl or this car full of children.
Hey, this looks like that Green Goblin character's fighting our man Spider-Man. What's happening over here?
Yeah, what's he doing, eh?
He's got a kid. Is that cable car full of kids? Oh, and that poor Spider-Man's holding both things now. He's got the girl over there and he's got the kids in the cable car.
Yeah, so what he's done is I think that this goblin's a bad guy. I'm somewhat of a scientist myself.
Should we get to a safer place? We're just kind of watching this whole fight break out.
No, I see Spider-Man's got this covered.
Because I'm kind of curious what's going to happen to those kids in the cable car.
Well, I mean, why should we? Should we
oh,
help?
Look, there's a barge coming. They're bringing in the barge underneath. Hopefully it makes it in time.
Hey, where are you from?
Oh, New York, baby. Like you. What does my shirt say?
It says I love New York.
Yeah, that's why. Because I love New York, baby. New York. We're all New Yorkers here.
You must
that's
be like from a, what are you from? Like the different district?
Hell's Kitchen.
If he's from Hell's Kitchen, then I'm from hell itself.
Shut up. Say New York, baby. So anyway, you know, should we help Spider-Man a little bit? Because it looks like he's in a bit of trouble. He's trying to gently put down the cable car full of children and hold that random woman. It looks like the Green Goblin's gearing up to stab him. Should we?
Well, what do you suggest? How many wieners have you got?
Well, I've got a few wieners we could throw at him.
What if we launch some wieners at this goblin?
Do you think there's going to be a problem if we, like, throw hot dogs at a man who's got clearly grenades, lasers, on his little glider?
I don't think there's a problem.
Should we just throw things at him and make him like?
I mean, well, let's do it. You start throwing.
Oh no, I don't want to start because he's going to look right over at the first person that throws something.
Okay, well I'll
start. He's spot on. I'm not going to be the first to throw either because I feel like as soon
well,
as the
I'll
first
start, man. I'll start. I'll start. Hey, I'm throwing here. Here we go. I'm throwing here. Whoa. Here we go.
Oh, whoop. That's a good throw. No, you missed him completely.
No, I'll try again.
What do you play for the Yankees? With that terrible throwing arm? New York Mets for life, baby.
Who hits me with a hot dog?
It was him. He did it.
All of you sicken me.
All right, everyone.
You're like my son. How did I forget I said that? I am nobody.
Should we all throw our things at once to protect him? Protect Spider-Man?
Yeah, I think we should throw everything at once.
All right, let's throw everything you got. Come on, throw things at this mother.
And my dildo.
Throw things. You can take my mustards.
Take mustard.
My...
No!
Take my Time magazine.
He's so New York.
Take my copy of the Daily Bugle with Spider-Man Jew.
Throw that. I've got it. Spidey, are you Jewish?
No, I mean, maybe, I don't know.
Spread the rumor. Spider-Man, anti-Semite. My work here is done.
I thought he would have left with his classic laugh that he always does. There it is. Wow, New York, we really did save the Spider-Man.
Did he just say that he's Spider-Man's anti-Semitic?
I may have heard a little bit of that.
We should be throwing hot dogs at Spider-Man.
No, because if we do that, then he'll get all dirty. He won't be able to give us an upside-down kiss like he always famously does.
Oh, he's going
to
upside-down kiss us?
Yeah, he throws around upside-down
kisses. Hey, Spider-Man, over here. I'm frigid.
Yeah, one second, guys. I'll give you an upside-down kiss in a second, okay? I'm trying to save Mary Jane over here and the kids. All right, and they're safe. Come here. Bzz.
Why did you unzip your pants?
Okay.
I can't go anywhere from there.
No, you cannot. I'm not going to pretend to blow you on this podcast. Not again. And that concludes another episode of Can We Add Arnie? Spider-Man successfully made better by the addition of Arnie.
It really took a beating that episode.
If you enjoyed this podcast, and I don't know why you did, please throw us some 5 stars, give us some comments, engage with us so we can engage with you. Right?
What kind of engaging?
Sexual.
Yeah, obviously.
And they say that a hero can save us. Nickelback in this, by the way.
Yeah,
so good.
End of the credits of Spider-Man.
So good.
Keep going.
No, I don't know the words after that.
Look at this photograph.
Different song.
See you later.